active thief. Did I startle you? Not expecting to find me here? That's odd, considering this is my bedchamber. You were very clever, slipping past my tower guards, avoiding the servants, opening all those locks. But as a sorceress, I have other defenses, unseen wards and glyphs. I knew you were on the grounds the moment you came over the wall. I've simply been waiting for you, watching. Please ignore the mess. The sheets, the pillows scattered all over the floor. I've been working on an arousal spell, and sometimes my test subjects get a bit out of hand. Oh, a dagger! How commanding. Yes, yes, absolutely. You are in control. At least until I make the blade vanish. Oh, where did it go? You had such a tight grip on it, too. Oh, tell you what. Why don't we make those clothes of yours vanish, too? There. Oh, much better. Still feeling in control, little thief. Now. What? Whatever should I do with you? I assume that no one knows you're here. That you concocted some story that put you miles away. An alibi of sorts. Of course, that story works both ways. If you're not here, how could I possibly be guilty of doing anything to you? Oh, didn't think of that, did you? Of course you didn't. Oh, yes, that's next, isn't it? Trying to intimidate me with your size, your strength. It is impressive. It's an excellent way to reassert your control, so very masculine. There's a problem. You're standing on one of my silk sheets. Let's just tighten that, shall we? Coil it around your feet, your ankles. Oh, no. You can't move now, can you? It's a serpent spell. Every time you move, the silk will continue to constrict. But go ahead. See if you can escape with all that masculinity, all that strength. A big, strong man like you. Surely a simple twist of cloth can't hold you. So struggle. I will enjoy the show and I will wait. Oh, my. No, can't get loose. Can't pull your feet out of my simple little trap. Oh, something changed. You're nervous now, aren't you? I like it. A moment ago, your heart was pumping with the thrill that you might get caught. Reality is something entirely different, isn't it? This job was all lockpicks and puzzles to you. Eyes on the prize. Practical man. But now, you've stepped into something magical. Something you don't understand. And you can't get out. But back to my original question. Whatever am I to do with you? I guess we could play a game. A game? I like this. Why don't we play a game to find out just how in control you can be? Yes, I like this plan very much. That silk sheet holding you, binding your feet, your ankles. I've always loved how it feels against my naked skin. Let's make you love it too. Oh, there. Do you feel that? Is your body changing? I just cast an arousal spell, the one I'm working on. It's simple magic, really. All it does is increase the sensitivity of your skin tenfold. Now as you move, as you struggle, you feel the silk clutch and caress. Feels good, doesn't it? No? Oh, liar. Why is your cock getting hard? Oh, so this is the game. The more aroused you get, the more the silk will bind you up. Oh, look. It's already cinching around your shins. The more it binds you, the more skin it touches, the more aroused you'll become. But here's the devilish part. If you lose control, if you come, the silk will bind you up completely, permanently, like a fly, helpless in a spider's cocoon, wrapped tight, trapped forever. Struggling won't help. It's actually making things worse. Look how the silk is coiling around your knees, your thighs. Trying to push it down is also a mistake. You'll just... Oh, see? Now your hands are caught. Strapped to your sides. You can't pull them free. Oh, no. The silk is so tight. If you keep moving, this is going to be over far too quickly for my... desires. Oh, shh, 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 shh. Be still. Be still. Oh, good boy. Don't move. The silk is just below your cock now. The touch, the rub, restraint. Must be driving you mad. I can see your legs are quivering. Every twitch is making the silk inch ever so slowly higher. Higher. Can you imagine it binding your balls? Wrapping around your extra sensitive skin, your cock. The cool whispering friction of it. How fast would you lose control? How fast would you come? Oh, not fair. Oh, you break into my tower, my home, to steal from me, and you expect me to play fair. The silk is a little higher now, my thief. Just a lick of it against your cock, and I think you'll burst, won't you? Then the silk would slither and snake up and around you while you scream and twist and writhe. Delicious. Oh, no. I agree. That wouldn't be much fun for me. Satisfying, perhaps, but not much of a game, so Let me guide the silk away from your balls. Away from that beautiful, straining cock of yours. Let's have it snake around your hips. Oh, wedge tight against your luscious ass. Trussing you up. Your tummy. But it's not touching your cock. Oh, humiliating, isn't it? To be stuck in this trap while I stand here. Zero effort to being expended. Watching you struggle. Enjoying the sheen of sweat. Glistening on your skin. Watching you struggle not to struggle. Oh, in the bard's tales, it's always the woman who gets tied up. Here in my lair, it's you, stuck, snared, feeling the silk glide and rub, feeling it tighten. When I play this game with myself, I can't decide what drives me wilder. Is it the sensation of the claw? Or the fact that I can't move? That I'm pinned and helpless? Imagine if you had broken in then. You'd have found me stretched out on my bed, sheathed tight. Incoherent with the lust. I usually come when the silk touches my breasts, rides over my nipples. But there's a difference. When I come, the spell breaks. Coming frees me. If you come, you'll never escape. Oh, but all this talk of my tits being wrapped and rubbed. It isn't helping you keep control, is it? And now you have that image in your head, sweat-soaked, struggling like you are, helpless. Oh, the silk is coiling around your chest. Wrapping your shoulders. Oh, look at you. Beautiful boy. Your whole body is taut as a bowstring. Your hips are involuntarily beginning to twist and buck. You can't help yourself, can you? You're so close. I'm going to lay you back before you fall. Lay you back on my bed. Look at you. You're so pretty. Such a pretty package. Wrapped from toes to throat. Only your head free. Your head's free. That hard, beautiful cock. And you can watch me as I come closer and sit next to you, reclining, making my clothes disappear too. Oh, look at that, I'm naked. There are those nipples that make me come. What if I just ran my finger over it? Lightly, like this. Oh, your whole body spasmed. Now the silk has your chin. What if I leaned over you like this? And I licked the tip so gently like this. Oh, so mean. What must you think of me? Oh, you can't tell me. The silk has your mouth. It Cat's kiss against your lips must be agonizingly sensual. Tell me, are you trying to scream? Very manly. Look at me. Look at me, little thief. Look at my lips. Hovering over your dick. Look at my tongue. Wet with your pre-cum. I'm going to put my mouth around the head of your cock and suck you all the way in. Are you ready? Don't come. Don't come. Don't come. Don't come. Don't. No. Oh no. Oh. Poor boy. Look what you've done. You've lost the game and the silk has you. You can't move at all. Can't see. Can barely hear. But oh, you can still feel. There is no respite from my arousal spell unless I grant it. The silk will keep rubbing and tugging and tightening. Oh, look. You're already getting hard again. Oh, I'll put you with the others. The crusader, the assassin, that beautiful bog witch who thought she could seduce me for my spells. You and I will play again another night. Maybe I will ride you next time. That would be lovely. You came to take from me, and instead you were taken. My poor thief, now I will take from you. Delicious. You're never in control.